Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lawmaster Program. The AVB's predictions regarding the coming of the Lord God are fulfilled in the man Tommy L. Hart. This is big, big news. The Bible's Lord God has come as predicted. But not only has the Lord God come, he has also come forward and revealed himself. He has told the people his name in compliance with Psalm 94:1 and John 7:4. Having performed the works that the Bible ascribes to God, the man Tommy L. Hart fills the bill for God. It is reported by those who know him best, he has done all things well. Let's hear from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart.
We're going to pick up where we left off the last time, top of page 45, item or place strip 22. All right, and this, I remind you of the Bible verse, the statement that says in 1 John, we know that the Son of God is come and hath given understanding that we may know him. That is true. The Son of God has indeed come. The Son of God is speaking it before that the King James Bible gives the biography of the man Tommy L. Hart. That's really something. So long before I was ever born, my biography was in the Bible, the King James Bible. It tells the things that I have done. First of all, it tells the things that I will do when I come, and it tells the things that I have done after coming. Now, this is about the Son of God, as the statement says. The Son of God has come and given us an understanding that we may know him. That is true. Tommy L. Hart is found to be the Son of God, the Son of God which the King James Bible speaks of. That's a fact, a truth. Okay? All one has to do is examine my works. And you'll find out that you'll see the matter. Or hear my works. Blog Radio, Lawmaster Archive, or as I speak. Now, this reading is the same as let's do some Plato. Let's do some Plato. You know how that goes. You have a statement, Plato, and just opposed by a King James Bible that speaks. You know, and in these statements, we see what they have to do with one another. Let's do some Plato. So let's begin. Item 22. As stated, the P here stands for Plato, and AVB stands for Authorized Version Bible. Probably as King James Bible, okay? I may just say KJB rather than AVB, but they're both one and the same, King James Bible. Plato says, or should we ask? The Bible says, ask. So what do we have there? What do the two statements have in common? What is the relationship between the two statements? Well, I see that Plato features the word ask, and the Bible features the word ask. Plato again says, or should we ask? The Bible says positively, yes. Yes, ask. All right. Item 23. Okay, and those two statements are what? Question and answer. Because we're looking for things in the two statements that are the same, inverted, similar. Question and answer, commandment and conformity to the commandment and non-performance. We're looking for things like that, okay, in the two statements. So item 23, Plato says, or should we ask? The Bible says to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. What do I see in these two statements that are the same, similar, inverted, question and answer? What do I see? And when you are playing the game, is what do you see in the two statements? I see Plato features the phrase, we ask. The Bible features the phrase, we ask. And those two features are the same. Item 24. And I'm reading here from my book, The Son of God Was Here With Me and on Earth. Still reading from that book. Item 24, Plato says, or should we ask? Now, I say Plato, but in the book you'll find P representing Plato. So you could say Plato says, or you could say P says. P stands for Plato. Plato says, or should we ask? The Bible says, so their dwelling should not be cut off. What do I see? I see Plato features should, the Bible features should not, and those two features are opposites. Also, I remind you that these things, the Bible statements are referenced. Okay? So I could say, P says, or should we ask? The Bible says, Zephaniah 3, verse 7, so their dwelling should not be cut off. Okay? But as I'm reading, I'm giving the references. The references are in the book. All right? So those two features, should and should not, are opposites. Item 25. P says, or should we ask? The Bible says, ask, and it shall be given you. So what do I see in the two statements? I see a question, should we ask? And I see the Bible gives the answer to Plato's question, and those are the things that are underlined. Should we ask and ask? Item 26. P says, or should we ask? The Bible says, if we ask anything according to his will. What do I see featured here in the two statements? I see Plato features the phrase, we ask. The Bible features the phrase, we ask, and those two features are the same. Or one could say they are identical. Now, everything that is the same is not identical. Keep that in mind. 27. T says, or should we ask? The Bible says, art thou he that should come? What do I see featured in the two? I see Plato features the word should, the Bible features the word should, and those two features are the same. Item 28. He says, whether he who said so. The Bible says, whether he be a stranger or one born in the land. What do I see? I remind you, in all of these things, the question is asked, what do you see? In each item, the question that is not set there in the book, but is given in the instructions, so you have that there. So what do I see? I see Plato features the phrase, whether he, the Bible features the phrase, whether he, and those two features are the same. Item 29, P says, whether he who said so, the Bible says, I know not whether I baptized any other. What do I see featured? I see Plato features, the Bible features not whether, and those two features are opposites. Item 30, P says, whether he who said so, the Bible says, who told thee that thou wast naked? What do I see featured? I see Plato features who said, the Bible features who told, and those two features are similar. If one said they are the same, that is acceptable. Item 31, he says, whether he who said so. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So what do I see? I see Plato features the phrase said so, the Bible features the phrase say so, and those two features are similar. Item 32. He says, was or was not a musician. The Bible says, and so and whosoever was not found written in the book. What do I see featured in the two? I see Plato features was not, the Bible features was not, and those two features are the same. Item 33, he says, was or was not a musician. The Bible says, he that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad. What do I see featured? I see Plato features was not, the Bible features is not, and in those two features we have a past tense and a present tense. Was not, is not. Item 34. He says, was or was not a musician. The Bible says, the singers went before, the players on instruments followed after. What do I see featured? Musician, the Bible features, players on instruments. Musicians play instruments. Those two features are related in that the Bible feature gives further information on Plato's feature, musician. The musicians were players on instruments. Item 35, P says, we should ask. The Bible says, only they would that we should remember the poor. What do I see featured? I see Plato features the phrase, we should. The Bible features the phrase, we should. And those two features are the same. Item 36. Plato says, we should ask. The Bible says that we should be to the praise of his glory. I see Plato features the phrase, we should. The Bible features the phrase, we should. And those two features are identical. Item 37. You know, in playing the game, just all of you may not know this, although I've done this sometime before, explain how to play the game, Plato. You play it just how you see me going through it. If you're playing the game by yourself, you do it as I'm doing. If you're playing the game with somebody else, one or more other people, then you still each of you still do as I am doing. That means you must say, before you read the dialogue statement, it must be preceded by Plato says or P says. If you read the statement without saying first Plato says or P says, then you lose a point. Then you go on okay, I'll give further instructions if need be as I go through this. P says we should ask. The Bible says that we should be saved from our enemies. What do I see featured? And you must say, what do I see? You don't have to say, what do I see featured? But after you read the statement, you go on to say, to answer the question, what do you see? And you have to speak something like this. I see Plato features this, blah, 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 and the Bible features this, blah, blah, blah. Okay? And once you say that, then you have to give a conclusion. Okay? And the conclusion, and you hear me say it again, you hear me say it here. Plato features the phrase "we should," the Bible features the phrase "we should," and then you give the conclusion. Those two features are the same, or whatever the case may be. They may be different. They may be inverted. One may be the inversion of the other. They may be question and answer. They may be the same. They may be similar, and so forth. Okay. That's the conclusion when you say those two features are whatever. So you read one statement, Plato first, then you read the Bible statement, then the next time you speak, you are saying, now you can say, what do I see feature? Or you can just say, what do I see? Or you don't have to say that. You can just go straight ahead and say, I see Plato this, the Bible that. And then you give your conclusion, and those two features are whatever the case may be. Continuing reading. Item 38, he says we should ask. The Bible says it was not meet that we should make merry. What do I see featured? I see Plato features we should, the Bible features we should, and those two features are the same. Item 39, he says we should ask. The Bible says, as counsel, we pray thee of God. What do I see? I see Plato features, we should ask, the complete statement. And the Bible features, as counsel, we pray thee of God. The Bible tells the dialogue statement or speaker to ask counsel. It tells him what to ask for. The Bible gives answers to that saying, as counsel, we pray thee. Item 40, he says, and if we found that he was, the Bible says, if we keep his commandments, what do I see? I see Plato features, if we, the Bible features, if we, and those two features are identical. Item 41, he says, and if we found that he was, the Bible says, for the weight of the brass could not be found out. The Bible says found, Plato features found. See, I would have lost a point at that time. The Bible features found. Plato, the word found, the Bible says could not be found. So one, the Bible feature contradicts Plato's feature or P's feature. Item 42. P says we should take his word. The Bible says, and commanded them that they should take nothing for their journey. What do I see? I see P features we should take his word. The Bible features, the Bible feature is a rejection of Plato's or P's feature. That's what I see. And that's what the question asks. What do you see? Now, if someone says they, if you're playing the game with others, if someone says they see something and it's really not there that they say they see, then they can be called out on it. And if it's found that it is not that which the player said, then that player loses a point. You can start out with however many points you want, 5, 10, 15. And whoever has the most points at the end of the game, and you can set a time for the game, whoever has the most points left at the end of the game, item 43, P says we should take his word. The Bible says only the Lord established his word. What do I see featured? I see P features the phrase his word. The Bible features the phrase his word, and those two features are the same. And in this case, you could say they are identical, either one. Item 44, he says we should take his word. The Bible says, is it not because there is no God in Israel to inquire of his word? What do I see featured? Toe features his word, the Bible features his word, and those two features are the same. Item 45, he says we should take his word. The Bible says, the word that I have heard is good. I see Plato features word, the Bible features word, and those two features are identical. Item 46, P says, and if not, not. The Bible says, but if not. What do I see? Features. I see P features and if not, and the Bible features, but if not, and those two features, I could say, are the same. And if one said similar, then that would be acceptable also. Item 47. P says, and if not, not. The Bible says, we will not serve thy gods. I see Plato features not. The Bible features not. And those two features are the same. Actually, Plato features not two times. The Bible features not one time. And those three features are the same. Item 48. P. P says, true. The Bible says, let God be true. I see Plato features the word true. The Bible features the word true. And those two features are the same. Item 49. P says, true. The Bible says, thy word is true from the beginning. I see Plato features the word true. The Bible features the phrase, thy word is true. So the Bible answers the question coming from Plato's statement, what is true? There is a statement which is true coming from the dialogue. And the statement, thy word is true, coming from the Bible. So we have a question and answer because, as I said, Plato says only true, which question can be asked, what is true? And the Bible answers the question, saying, thy word is true. Item 15, he says true. The Bible says that was the true light. What do I see featured? I see Plato features true. The Bible features true light. In the Bible's feature, we are given more information regarding that which is true. Okay? The light, the true light, is the answer to the question, what is true? Item 51, P says true. The Bible says, and his record is true. Again, we have the thing from coming from Plato's statement, one-word statement saying true, bringing about the question, raising the question, what is true? And the Bible says, his record is true. So the Bible's statement gives more information regarding Plato's feature, true. Item 52. T says, and if this supposed likeness of your faces, the Bible says, as for the likeness of their faces, what do I see? I see Plato features likeness of your faces, the Bible features likeness of their faces, and those two features are similar. item 53. He says, and if this supposed likeness of your faces, the Bible says, shame hath covered our faces. What do I see featured? I see Plato features your faces, the Bible features our faces, and those two features are similar. Or the Bible's feature identifies Plato's your features. Item 54, and those two features are similar. Conclusion. Item 54, Plato says, and if this supposed likeness of your faces, the Bible says, yet I suppose it necessary to sin you. What do I see featured? I see Plato features the word supposed, the Bible features the word supposed, and those two features are the same. Item 55. P says, is a matter of any interest to us? The Bible says, he that answereth a matter before he hears it. What do I see featured? I see Plato features the word, or the phrase, a matter. The Bible features a matter, and those two features are identical. Item 56. Plato says, is a matter of any interest to us. The Bible features, the Bible says, I would have lost the point for that mistake. The Bible says, he that repeateth a matter separated very friends. What do I see? I see Plato features a matter, the Bible features a matter, and those two features are the same. Item 57. Plato says, is a matter of any interest to us. The Bible says, unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. I see Plato features to us, the Bible features unto us, and those two features are the same. Item 58. P says, is a matter of any interest to us. The Bible says, but I will not be brought under the power of any. What do I see featured? I see Plato features of any, the Bible features of any, and those two features are the same. Item 59. P says, we should inquire whether he who says. The Bible says, for inquire, I pray thee, of the former age. Inquire, the Bible features inquire, I pray thee, and those two features are similar. Also, the Bible's feature gives permission, Plato's feature. Item 60. P says, we should inquire whether he who says. The Bible says that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest. What do I see featured? I see Plato features should, the Bible features should not, and those two features are opposites. Item 61. Plato says, we should inquire whether he who says. The Bible says, he that saith, I know him. I see Plato features, he who says, the Bible features, he that says, and those two features are virtually the same. Item 62. Plato says, we should inquire whether he who says. The Bible says, that they should not stumble. I see Plato features should, the Bible features should not, and those two features are opposites. Item 63. Now, if you're playing a game, you don't have to call out the numbers or items. Okay, I do that. You don't have to do it. Unless you, if you're playing a game with others, all of you decide that you will do that. Okay? Okay, item 63. Plato says we should inquire whether he who says. The Bible says we should have been. Plato features we should, the Bible features we should, and those two features are the same. Item 64, P says that we are alike if a painter are not. The Bible says that we should be called the sons of God. I see Plato features that we, the Bible features that we, and those two features are the same. Now, let me ask the question. Why are these little things of themselves, each one, why is this important? This is important because in these things, we see that Plato and the King James Bible speak the same language. Not only is that a characteristic of the two, but another one is that they both speak of the same things. As I pointed out the last time, I said if Plato speaks of a queen, then the Bible will speak of a queen. If Plato speaks of a fish, the King James Bible will speak of a fish. If Plato speaks of lightning in a dialogue, then the Bible will speak of lightning. Okay? Now, those things go to show the close, strong, and visible relationship between Plato's dialogues, in this case, dialogue, and King James Bible content. They speak the same language, and they speak of the same things. Okay? Item 64, item 65, Plato says that we are alike if a painter are not. The Bible says a continual dropping in a very rainy day and a contentious woman are alike. I see Plato features the phrase are alike. The Bible features the phrase are alike, and those two features are the same, or you could say they are, it's okay, are the same, okay? And remember, in learning the game, miss, as I do, tell what you see, as I do, and then give your conclusion, as I do. Okay? Item 66. Plato says that we are alike if a painter or not. The Bible says not with excellency of speech or of wisdom. Here, I see Plato features the word or, O-R. The Bible features the word O-R, or, and those two features are the same. Now, also I can say Plato features the phrase or not, and the Bible features the phrase are. And those two phrases, those two features are, let me say, opposites, okay? Because you have not, one is a not, and the other one is just or. Okay? So the conclusion is those two features are opposites. Item 67, Plato says that we are alike if a painter or not. The Bible says whether he be a sinner or no. What do I see? I see Plato features or not, the Bible features or no, and those two features are virtually the same, or you could say those two features are similar. page 48, item 68. Plato says, certainly we should. The Bible says, and one shall certainly come. What do I see featured? I see Plato features the word certainly. The Bible features the word certainly, and those two features are the same. Item 69, Plato says, and is Theodorus a painter? The Bible says, which is and which was. What do I see featured? I see Plato features and is. The Bible features is and which was. No, I lost the point. Okay, what do I see? I see Plato features and is. The Bible features which is and which was. What do I see? I see Plato features and. The Bible's feature is an inversion of Plato's feature. That's the conclusion. I see an inversion. And then I say what the inversion is. Plato says and is. The Bible says if and. And those two features constitute, we have in those two features an inversion. Now, don't get off if a feature has a comma in it. Just like this, let me explain. Plato's feature says simply, and is. The Bible's feature says, which is, then a comma, then, and which was. So in the Bible's feature, its feature, the two words in making up the feature are separated by a comma. One follows the other, okay? As in Plato's feature, and is follows and in the Bible's feature, and follows is, but there's a comma separating the two. So you ignore the comma, okay? You ignore the comma. As long as the two words or three or whatever, as long as they follow one another. And situation in the feature, in making up the feature, composing the feature, you just ignore the punctuation. The main thing is the words have to follow one another without any other words, okay? Item 70. P says, I never heard that he was. The Bible says, but he that do the will of my Father, which is in heaven. I see Plato features the phrase that he. The Bible features the phrase he that. He that is an inversion of Plato's feature, that he. Okay, so I see an inversion. The Bible statement is an inversion of Plato. The Bible's feature is an inversion of Plato's feature. The words are not in the same order, but they are the same. What does that mean? Let me see where I am. Okay. Okay, we have an inversion there. Item 71, P says, I never heard that he was. The Bible says, showing himself that he is God. I see Plato features that he was. The Bible features that he is. And in those two features, we have a past tense and a present tense. Okay. Item 72, P says, I never heard that he was. The Bible says, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God.
I see Plato features the phrase that he, the Bible features the phrase that he, and those two features are the same, even identical. Item 73. P says, is he a geometrician? The Bible says, happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help. I see Plato features, is he? The Bible features, is he? And those two features are the same. Item 74. P says, of course he is Socrates. The Bible says, all the foundations of the earth are out of course. What do I see? I see Plato features, of course. The Bible features, of course. And those two features are the same. I could also say Plato features, of course. The Bible features, out of course. And those two features, either one is acceptable. Item 75. P says, of course he is Socrates. The Bible says, ye walked according to the course of this world. I see Plato features, of course. The Bible features, course of. And the Bible's feature is an inversion of Plato's feature. Item 76. Plato says, of course he is Socrates. The Bible says, I have finished my course. What do I see? I see Plato features course, the Bible features course, and those two features are the same. Item 77. P says, of course he is Socrates. The Bible says, he is despised and rejected of men. I see Plato features, he is, the Bible features, he is, and those two features are the same. Item 78. P says, and he is an astronomer and calculator and musician, and in general, an educated man. The Bible says, and have been taught by him. What do I see? I see Plato features educated. The Bible features have been taught. The Bible's feature clarifies Plato's feature, which is educated. So you have educated and you have been taught. Item 79. P says, and is he an astronomer and calculator and musician and, in general, an educated man? The Bible says, I am not learned. What do I see? I see Plato features educated, the Bible features not learned, and those two features are opposites. Plato says, and is he an astronomer and calculator and musician and in general an educated man? The Bible says, and Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians. What do I see? I see Plato features an educated man. The Bible features Moses was learned. So the Bible speaks of a person that Plato's teacher having been educated. An educated man, the Bible says Moses was learned. 81. P says, I think so. The Bible says, I think to it you. I see Plato features, I think,
the Bible features, I think, and those two features are the same. I will stop at this point. Next time we'll pick up at page 49. These are very important things. Each one of these things, items that I read off, is a small thing. But when you have thousands of them, what seems small becomes colossal. And mostly these right here speak to, these things I read speak to coming from Theotetus and King James Bible content. You see the language. There are other books of mine wherein you can see the same things, okay? I mean so many, so many, so many. Once again, if the Bible speaks of a tree, if Plato speaks of a tree in a dialogue, then the Bible is going to speak of a tree. If Plato speaks of an ant, then the Bible is going to speak of an ant. They speak of the very same things. Now, that is not by accident. Deliberately done. Just as this speech, the speech being the same, okay? That's not by accident. Those things, with the speech being the same and both speaking of same things, those are deliberately designed things. No, it's not like, okay, Plato spoke of these things right here, and incidentally, the Bible spoke of them too by accident, you know, not planning or nothing like that. No, that's not the case. These things were planned. These things were done deliberately so that you could see that the dialogue by Plato has a strong, visible, close relation to the other. King James Bible has a strong, close, and visible relation to Plato's dialogues, and Plato's dialogues, have a strong, visible relation to King James Bible. These things were done and are done that you may see the relationship between the two and identify the chief speaker in the King James Bible. King James Bible asks, who is the chief speaker in the King James Bible? The chief speaker in the King James Bible, after analysis was made of the two, is found to be Plato. Some people have never heard that before, never thought of it, but that's the fact. That's what the analysis has shown. The analysis shows the close, strong, and visible relationship between Plato's dialogues and King James Bible content. And the big thing, which is indisputable, the language is indisputable, but I don't know, just allow me to say this time, that they speak about the same things. That is very, very huge. They speak about the same things deliberately. All right, so follow me on Twitter. Make Lawmaster Archive your dwelling place. And do go to Amazon Bookstore and order from my great list of books there. You'll find this book there, The Son of God Was Here With Me and on Earth. Make it one of your choices. People may want to get all 30 of my products. Some may want to get 15 of them. Many things you can do with them. First of all, you can learn from them yourself. You can share with others. Okay? You can learn these things, the relationship, so well. Maybe even you could write a book on it. Anyway, go to Amazon.com, order from my great list of books, and join me next time.